Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh boy! Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. What is this? Is this? Are we sending this out to all the people protesting on college campuses around the country?
This was Kim's request.
So Afro Man comes out last week with this rendition of it that's named Because Hunter Got High. Hunter Got High.
No.
And it is amazing. You have to listen to it. He's got some great lyrics.
Is it not arable?
It is arable. Well, actually, no. The first line.
He doesn't drop any F-bombs or anything.
No, but he's talking about some kinds of pics that he is sending.
Okay.
Now well, nice does. Request. Nice request, Kim. Nice request.
You bet. Classing it up.
This is Second Amendment Radio in the great outdoors. Mark Cox is, I don't know, somewhere on the planet. I don't know where. Oh, he's in Italy, I think.
Italy.
Italy.
Texting
rode on
us.
Trump Force One, I understand.
Yeah, he's texting us at midnight our time, which is 7 o'clock his time.
Pictures.
And you're still sleeping. You guys are getting your 3 hours of sleep, right?
Yes, and then he sent pictures the other day, and I said, your wife looks great, and you too, big fish. And he liked that because I give you credit, Bo Matthews.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for that. You know, and I was thinking about this before we started the program that, you know, Kim, when you filled in for me, you impersonated me as best you can. Tip of the hat to you. What do you got for us on the Mark Cox impersonation?
Oh,
she said, you know what she said? She was filling in for Mark the first 3 days of the week, and then she's going to do so next 3 days as well.
Yeah.
But she said, I find myself when I sit in his chair saying words that Mark says.
Like fantastic. Ooh. Or there's just other words that he says.
Good stuff.
Good. No, that, yeah, he does say that, but there's some other phrases he uses. God, this is silly season in America. Classic Mark Cox.
Oh my gosh. The word fantastic reminds me of a sitcom my wife and I enjoyed. And if any married couples out there, you got to see Till Death. I've been telling everybody about it. It was a show for a couple of years.
Brad
it features Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. If you've never seen it, oh my gosh.
What's it on?
And
it was on Fox.
I think you can get it on Roku if you have that.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Yeah, but it is hilarious. It's almost like marriage counseling because you see the turmoil that they go through. Him and his wife been married 20 years, and then the next door neighbors are the newlyweds, and he uses that word fantastic. When he's upset.
I'll have to watch that. I'll have to tell my husband.
I think you will highly enjoy it. But this is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. And no matter what time you are hearing this program, if it airs Sunday afternoon, evening, I'll apologize. But the 8th Annual Big Dogs Poker Bash, benefiting the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, is on Sunday, May 5th. The doors open at noon at the Holiday Inn in Eureka, which is right there by Six Flags. And tickets are still available through Eventbrite. If you're hearing it in time, otherwise, just show up. Because we've got room for as many Texas Hold'em players as we can, up to 250. And so I will extend the invitation again to you, Carl, and to you, Kim, as a stunt double for Mark Cox, because he's been a great supporter of it. And do you play Texas Hold'em, either one of you?
I have.
I think I've played it like twice. I asked when we talked about with Mark, I'm like, does it count if you don't know how to play poker?
Especially.
There's an app for that. But you know what? You could probably be at the final table. Dennis Phillips is a name. He was a St. Louis guy, and he won the World Series of Poker many years ago. And we invited him one time, and he actually showed up.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And, I mean, he had, you know, the big roll of hundreds, and he's, you know, being super-duper generous. I reached out to him. He can't make it at this one. He's in Florida doing something, I think, Formula One racing or something that. You know, when you win millions, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of great supporters. And also thanks to Mark and you guys for letting me be on your show to promote it. and also to the Dave Glover Show, because he let me come in on the program and talk about it. But if you need more information, go to Facebook, and Eureka Police Officers Support Fund is where you can get information and get signed up. And hopefully you can just show up and help us out. And if you want to go and be a spectator, it's only $10. You get to eat, you get, you know, soda pop or whatever. And then we got all kinds of silent auctions.
My wife wants to come, and because she hung out with you at the bourbon tasting, and she's
my goodness.
And she said, Bo's really sweet. And I'm like, I know, he's having his poker bash. She's like, that's Cinco de Mayo. And I said, I know that, but we can go. They're going to have all the Cinco de Mayo accoutrements, right?
They absolutely, 100%. And so, yeah, it's, you know, we're going to have pork tacos. We're going to have queso, all the, yeah, like you said, margaritas. We'll be serving those up. Mm. And if you're having that good of a time, guys, it's a Holiday Inn. So you could just, you know, stay overnight.
Yay.
How about that for a deal?
Margarita sounds amazing right now. Tacos and guac and queso.
Okay, so here's a random question.
So if you're hearing it on Sunday afternoon, you're having that right now.
Well, let's hope so. So this came up in the conversation leading up to the poker bash, because we meet like once a week. You know, what donations did you get? That kind of thing. So the question came up, do you like sugar or salt on the rim for your margaritas?
Kim?
I'm going to say salt.
Sugar.
Have you ever tried sugar?
I don't know if Sugar's I have. Good. I didn't think that was really an option.
Sugar and tequila, it actually, you know, gives it a little less bite, makes it sweeter.
Maybe I need to try that. I just really want a margarita and queso. Thank you for bringing up food, Bo.
I'm such a bad influence.
Should I run by Taco Bell on my way home? I don't know.
Well, I think you should, especially if they're serving margaritas.
Mm. Wow. I would love, no, I would not.
Nah, that might scare me, margarita from Taco Bell.
And by the way, this is you know, Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. We are talking about the great outdoors here because most people are, you know, outside this time of year drinking margaritas or whatever. But I know, you know, Kim, your main gig there on the Mark Cox Show is you do the news, and I don't watch the news much. I really get it from the Mark Cox Show, honestly. But a buddy of mine sent me an image of Channel 2 this week. And we are going to talk guns right now, just for a moment. Since Sunday, it said 5 homicides since Sunday on the date that he sent this to me, 53 homicides in 2024 and 48 homicides at this time in 2023. So we are more violent. And there's still questions of, you know, what is the mayor doing? What is the mayor allowing the police department to do to curb this? And it's actually just horrifying. That's why I don't go downtown very often.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You come downtown for even a sporting event and you risk your car being broken into or stolen altogether. And yeah, I just think she's been so absent on this. And they're trying all these ridiculous solutions, like bringing in these counselors, thinking that that's going to help when we're 300 right. officers short for the St. Louis Police Department.
And then add on all the college protests that are going on, even in just our area.
Yeah,
I feel so bad for law enforcement and what they're having to deal with, working overtime, all this stuff.
And getting yelled at, disrespected.
Yeah, that wasn't the world I grew up in. You know, the timeout crew, the timeout, you know, generation definitely is, we're seeing the effects of it, right? Because I was in the whoop-ass generation. You know, mm-hmm. if you step out of line, I got the belt once when I was like 3, and it worked. That's all I needed. That's what you got to do. Just, you know, start early, because wise words that I once heard was, if you don't discipline your children, the world will. And
yeah.
I thought, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep. Kids like boundaries. They need boundaries. And I think people with this gentle parenting are so nervous to punish their kids, and I'm like, that's actually the loving thing to do, even though it's hard in the moment.
Oh, it's so hard. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's your baby, it's your, you know, it's your creation. But, you know, raising and guiding and disciplining is part of that program. Otherwise, you get what we see in the news every single day, you being a new mom. I mean, of course you can't look at your baby and go, oh, I'm gonna whip their butt if they step out. But if you gradually correct, it's a little bit easier, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's already in the phase now where he's throwing his food off his high chair, and it's very intentional. He's looking at us and holding his hand over the high chair, kind of leaning farther over to test us, and then throws it while he's staring at you and laughing. And it's so frustrating. And I do little corrections. Of course, he's only 15 months, so it's not like I'm spanking him or anything. But yeah, I mean, I think even now, I think he's old enough where he knows we don't want him to do that, and he's not supposed to. And he's starting with the testing even at this age.
Ooh. Ooh, just, you know, it's like, and not to compare, you know, humans to animals, but, you know, puppies, they'll do the same thing.
Oh,
they'll,
yeah.
They'll push the envelope just to see how far they can push you. And as long as, you know, mama and daddy are on the same page, you can work through that and, you know, but you have to talk about it as well. And again, for those people that, you know, want their kid to be their best friend when they're teenagers or whatever, it just doesn't work like that. It's
right.
Just, it makes the world so different.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So that's that. Well, you know what? I appreciate you stepping in on the show. Yes.
Before we wrap up, I want to give you mad props because there's this app. First of all, this is a public service announcement. The Just Watch app. If you ever want to find out what TV show or movie, where it's streaming or if it's available at all, go to the Just Watch app, which I just did. Until Death is streaming on Roku. That is the place where you can get it with ads. Or, and that's the way you don't have to buy it. Like, you can buy it on Apple or Amazon, but streaming on Roku is where it is available.
Dude,
as you said,
you are going to love it.
Till Death.
I promise. You're going to absolutely love it. Actually, I think we're on our second trip through this series. It's that good.
Four seasons.
Kim, I want to say thank you for jumping in on the show here this weekend because, you know, Mark's out of town. He's, you know, traveling the world. But the next interview that we do is going to be very important. There's a segment in it that was discussed about a counter-abduction course, and it is for females that is going to be coming up later this year by a company called Asymmetric Solutions. And we're going to learn all about it on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. But, you know, you've heard of self-defense classes. I don't know if you've ever taken something like that. I mean, when I listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show, Kim, you're a badass to begin with.
Thank you.
Have you ever taken a self-defense course?
I don't think I've actually taken a course. Like, when I was a TV reporter, I remember doing stories on those because I think they are really important. But come to think of it, I'm like, gosh, have I actually signed up myself when it wasn't work-related? I don't think I have.
It's pretty frightening to think that this has to even be a thing. But this organization, Asymmetric Solutions, they train military, they train police, they train civilians and corporations and church security, and they've come up with this counter-abduction course, which is frightening to think of, you know, in this world that we're living in right now, but not a bad thing to have. And that's not all they do, but we'll find out more about Asymmetric Solutions, huge supporter of the Big Dogs Poker Bash, coming up next. Kim, thanks for joining us on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. She loves you, yeah.
This is Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors, and I'm on a field trip, and we are here to introduce you to, number one, a company that donated to the Big Dogs Poker Bash, so a huge thank you to Asymmetric Solutions is the name of the company, and I'm with CEO Keith. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks for having us, Bill.
Absolutely. And I don't know if a lot of people know your company and what you do, but we are here to explain that. But Nancy Jordan is here. Nancy, tell us what you donated to the Poker Bash. And first of all, thank you, because I know it's huge money. But what did you donate?
Well, you're very welcome. What we donated was a six-man packet for civilian training to come out with Special Operation Forces for a day from 9 to 5 to get trained for tactical shooting.
And this is something that you offer to corporate, like motivational team building kind of things? Is this the same design?
We can do civilian, we can do corporate team building, we can do private days for any particular training that someone would be looking into.
Love that. And I do want to dig in to the what the company does exactly so people do know, but thank you for that donation.
You're
we really appreciate that. That's at the Big Dogs Poker Bash. But if you're hearing this after the game, well, sorry, but you're still going to learn about this this company. Keith, talk to me about the genesis of this organization and your background and how you started this. Because like I said, I've never even been on First Street here in Eureka, and I've been in Eureka a lot. But tell us about the genesis of this group.
So I started out, I had a partner in the thing, previous partner, which I could take credit for the initial early days. I actually came in about a year and a half, 2 years into its making, and then jumped in bed with, which is now my previous partner. Company started out as a civilian training organization, always had the intent of growing into a law enforcement military training company. Trying to minimize investor funding and requirement for external funds.
Right.
You know, we could stand up a civilian training thing with top-tier individuals as the cadre, being Green Berets, SEALs, Tier 1 assets, Tier 2 assets from prior military backgrounds, and build kind of a foundational revenue stream from that, but then simultaneously providing top-level training to, again, Second Amendment supporting good American
Americans,
citizens.
Absolutely. The patriots we need, right?
Exactly. So a little bit more than your CCW training, you know, really teaching people how to protect themselves, you know, personal protection, family protection, property protection, and learn how to fight with a gun in the events that you actually have to do that.
Yeah, and we on this show, we talk a lot about training and cleaning your weapon and being familiar, so it's second nature. And I talk about anybody that I know that, you know, bought their first gun or whatever. I won't tell you who it is, but this one story that I've shared before, I asked this person, I said, so do you, and it was a lady, I said, do you carry a firearm? And she goes, oh yeah. She pulled out this beautiful 1911 engraved on the side out of her purse. I said, when's the last time you shot it? And she goes, oh, I've never shot it. I said, get that thing out of your purse. This is horrible.
Yep.
And so you're right. CCW, it's usually some, you know, good Second Amendment patriots, but they're limited. And when it comes to the actual training, what you guys do, it's far beyond.
Correct.
And so you do train military, you do train the police and law enforcement, but the civilians, has that been a big draw for you when people finally figure out what you do?
Yeah, so similar to what you'd said to Nancy when you interacted with her, that you didn't even know we existed. We don't do a big marketing push. We don't do, everything's been word of mouth for the company for the most part from the beginning. And to answer your question, you know, in short, yes, once people find out about who they have an opportunity to come out there and train with, it was a big foundational piece of this company. It's still a big piece of this company today. Like I said, the same individuals that are teaching the active duty military personnel and the special tactics units on the law enforcement side, both federally and locally, are the same people that are teaching the civilians on the civilian side of the house. So we don't segregate or have different qualifications for our instructors that are teaching the civilians than what we do for the guys that are teaching the active duty special operations teams that come through here and train.
Wow.
Obviously, the left or right lateral limits of what's being exposed are limited to defensive techniques versus offensive on the civilian side, because you shouldn't be actively going after somebody with your gun. You should be defending yourself.
I say this many times. We don't know each other, but I'm telling you, Keith, I do not call my weapon an assault rifle. I call it a defensive rifle.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that sounds like that's what you guys are training.
100%. I mean, your weapon should be your last resort, always. So
without a doubt.
So force on force training followed by basic tactical shooting, and then the progression of the ability to fight and protect yourself and your family with your weapon is what is taught here.
Most people only hear the headlines, like the guy in the mall in Indiana, if you remember that story. Yeah. The guy coming out of a bathroom with an AR, and the kid, I forget, and I should remember his name, because they actually, gun ranges around the country were saying, can you do the Brandon challenge, where it's 60 yards and, you know, can you hit your target, you know, in short order. Question for you though, how do you get the adrenaline up to make it more realistic in your training? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, so stress inoculation is
a or that. Let's go with that.
It's a fancy title for it, but it's getting your adrenaline up. So stress inoculation training is part of it, but it's a progressive part of the training. You can't just throw somebody. You can do the shock and awe. So one of the prereqs in the training of our civilian is force-on-force training. You're required to take the force-on-force prior to getting into the basics of tactical shooting. So the force-on-force is your de-escalation of force stuff and learning the ability to try your best to de-escalate and control the situation prior to getting to a point to where you're forced into a corner where you have to come out and utilize your weapon system. We want to make sure every single civilian knows that weapon system should not be your go-to.
Right.
So the force-on-force alone gets just that interaction without bringing the weapon into the mix really shows people, because we bring in role players that are really, really good at what they do, and they play the roles to very close physical contact without hurting people.
They're employees of your group?
Employees are 1099ers that are brought in specifically.
Okay,
yes, they're full-time staff and or 1099 that are brought in specifically for the course. And in some cases, the civilian organization now is called the AMG, the Asymmetric Members Group. These are screened and selected, background checked, peer reviewed, and peer maintained people in this organization. Mm-hmm. So some of them that are senior members, they are able to step in and help with the role playing stuff because they're very, very good at this point. But it's either full-time staff, senior AMG members, or role players that are brought in to create these scenarios that are potentially something that would be not common, but realistic to potentially happen to an everyday civilian
in the real world.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they do this force-on-force training. Gives them a little bit of taste of what it's like to get in an altercation, because you'd be surprised how many people have actually never been in an altercation in their life. Unfortunately, it's sad for the superpower of the world that so many people have never actually had a physical confrontation with somebody.
That's right.
So just that engagement alone for most people is so eye-opening that they can't believe the takeaway that they get from the course that's not even focused on the utilization of the weapon system during the training.
So are you teaching verbal commands and things like that?
Correct. Verbal de-escalation, physical protection of yourself, and then again, last resort, moving to a weapon system based off.
But it definitely encompasses from the beginning to end, from verbal all the way to have to deploy your firearm.
Absolutely.
And gosh, I would think anybody in any age group that's, you know, of age.
Correct.
Could really benefit from this.
And we do allow, 15-year-olds can come down there with supervision of the adults and sign papers and all that. We don't look kids younger than that, but 15 at that point is, you know, you're not mature in the eyes of, you know, the law.
Right, however, right.
For the most part, 15-year-olds have the ability to articulate their position and understand what's being taught to them across the board. And some younger than that too, but just 15 is what we've been.
There's so many videos on YouTube, and do you guys have your own YouTube channel people could look at, or
we do?
You do? Okay, so, and what would that be? Do you know the name of the channel?
Just if type in Asymmetric Solutions, it's the only Asymmetric Solutions on there.
Asymmetrical Solutions.
Asymmetric Solutions.
Thank you. And so I've actually learned a lot of stuff from watching some of the videos. Not your channel yet, but I will be subscribing because it does give you. It gives you a sensitivity to every situation. It doesn't have to always go. I mean, I'm always constantly thinking of where my firearm is. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I was out of town. I was in New York, and I primarily carry all the time around here. But in New York, you can't do that. But I felt myself even walking through the hardware store, just where the heel of my hand was hitting where I normally hold my gun. So it's like I think we have to have more people that are more conscientious of that, especially in a state like Missouri where you can carry.
Correct.
Yeah, constitutionally. Let's talk about real world solutions. I would guess churches reach out to you for training.
Yep. Yes, we do threat assessments and active shooter training for churches all the time.
Yeah, because most churches nowadays do have somebody that's security and usually just wearing a suit, not necessarily in a uniform. But has our government, our state government, reached out to you for school training for teachers? Is that something you could come up with a curriculum for if that was needed?
Absolutely. So we actually, it's funny you bring that up, because we just got done filling out the package for the attendance to one of the briefings that's coming up here in Missouri specific to that particular subject.
Okay.
The training of schools. We have a site in Florida as well that we've dabbled in that a little bit. We've worked with the local school boards there and trained some of their SSOs, you know, their school safety officers that are coming through that program.
Right.
That have came through our Florida site, but not here in Missouri till recently. And again, this was Friday. We actually just got to fill out the package to go to the seminar.
Wow.
And to get the briefing on it. So we are planning on trying to contribute to that in which way that we can.
There's the school resource officers, but is that what you call them, SROs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But actual teachers now.
Teachers too. So yeah, we have not included the teachers, or we haven't taught any of the teachers here in Missouri. Florida we have as well, same as the SSR.
But you're willing.
But we're willing. my sister's actually a teacher. She was a teacher at North County, and now is a teacher out there in North Carolina now, in Jacksonville. She moved out there to Jacksonville. But
so okay, so you talk to her casually. Is she for armed teachers?
Absolutely.
I like it. I think a lot of people that understand, if with the right training, not just the CCW class,
yep.
Anybody can go get that. You don't even have to get that in our wonderful state of Missouri, but actual situations with all of the different classes that we've talked about, whether it's military, police, or churches or private civilians. Nancy, you have something else you guys are about ready to offer.
Upcoming will be a counter abduction course for women and young girls going into high school.
Oh my goodness.
And what this course will cover is to make them aware of if they're being followed, and if they are being followed, the safety techniques they'll take to keep themselves safe. Even if they get to home base, which is where they don't want to go, is home, but if they should not catch the person following them what to do if they are in their home. So this is a very important class that all females should probably look into seeking to take, because it can certainly save their lives.
And how soon do you think that'll be available?
It'll be available by fall.
Oh, okay, okay. And is this a civilian, or are you going through colleges, or?
Civilians, anybody that would like to take it.
And where will that be held
at? That will be held at our Farmington location in Missouri, and will be listed on our website. So just go to our website under upcoming events, and it will be listed there on the date and the cost and this enrollment form.
That's fantastic. Will you have a program for men too?
We haven't discussed that yet, but it's certainly.
I'm bringing it to the table right now.
Counter-abduction is counter-abduction. So with the sex trafficking and all the child abduction stuff and the female abduction stuff and the growth in the United States in the last few years, I mean, this is something that it's focused on women specifically.
Sure.
Just because they tend to be the majority of the victims to those crimes. But
yeah.
at the end of the day, I mean, a man can attend, you know, class. Once we have an open class up, and you know, this is specifically targeted for women, but
it's genius.
But the tactics, the techniques, and the procedures specific to preventing or doing your best to prevent that thing from happening to you or your loved ones are the same across the
board. And it's so horrible. I recently saw a video of a lady that just got into her car, and a white van had pulled up next to her, and she got it. She drove away and was fine, but she was so emotional about what could have just happened, and she was probably a lady in her 50s and talking to the camera going, I'm just here to tell you, it is not just kids, it is any woman, anybody that can be overtaken. Correct. That you've got to be aware of. So that's a great idea, you know. And I want to mention that the donation your company has made to our Poker Bash, we support the local police officers. We are equipping their gym with all their equipment. Yes. And we are also, they came to us with this, I don't know the name of it, but it's a visual, simulated but real live fire shooting system. No, I take that back. It may not be live fire shooting, but it is real time. It's, you know, monitored, and other agencies will be able to come in and train through that, which is wonderful, but it's not like live fire.
Correct.
And in your training, you guys actually do live training or live fire training, correct? Sure.
There's a progression. So everything starts out with blue guns, and then it moves into utilization of blanks, you know, adding in that auditory piece.
Sure, absolutely.
Again, this is preparation, build up, crawl, walk, run methodology. And then eventually it leads up to live fire scenarios to where you're getting into the actual rounds going down range.
Gotcha.
But it is a crawl, walk, run scenario, and students are only progressed to the level in which the instructor believes that they can actually continue to progress. So it's trained to standard, not to time. You know, if you're there and you're just not getting to a point to where it's safe for you to progress on, then you won't progress on. You know, we'll continue to work on that and work on that. And if you have to come back again, we'll have you come back again.
Right.
You know, fortunately, that's not the case very often, but if it is, it is, and there's no harm, no foul.
Doesn't matter, Keith, if it's a school teacher or law enforcement. There is, and I met with Dave Marshak, Sheriff Marshak of Jefferson County, and he said in all reality, there's only about 20% of people that will go towards the fire.
Yep.
They will go, you know, I mean, even if you're in a uniform, that's what you do every day, you pull people over, whatever. But when it comes down to it, and we see these headlines that we do, these horrible stories and videos, there's still that human preservation part that says, I'm not going to go into that. But so often when we see, hear a story, Uvalde or, you know, whatever the story is, Nashville, it's like, man, why wouldn't people go to that? Is it because they're not trained well enough? Anybody can go buy a gun, if you know, most anybody. But this is where this training is just unbelievable.
Yeah, the confidence that it builds in oneself and your true ability to deal with a high-stress situation is, you know, it's no different than buying insurance. You're basically putting insurance on yourself and your ability to protect yourself and your family.
That's right.
But at the end of the day, I mean, again, you can, it's easy to armchair quarterback some of those shootings, and I put this out there, that everybody says, why wouldn't you this, why wouldn't you that? Like, you don't truly know what you're going to do unless you put in that scenario.
100%.
And, you know, training will prepare you to a certain degree, but, you know, having the backgrounds that all the guys are here, you know, all of our guys have been in gunfights. Most of our guys have been shot. They all know the realities of what it is to live that life and to be in that scenario. And all of us have experienced guys on our teams that were trained at the highest levels that realized after the first fight they got into the first serious scenario where they were injured that this is not something they want to do anymore. You know, so you really don't know what you're going to do until you get it. So that that percentage is fairly accurate. And honestly, it's easy to armchair quarterback that stuff until you've been in there.
And most people do that as they're scrolling their Twitter feed or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what? I feel honored that I had a chance to come and meet you and see what, to me, looks like the war room that we're in. This is pretty freaking cool.
This is the ops room.
It is. But your organization, you said you're in Florida, you're in New Mexico, is that
Ocho,
right?
Ocho Caliente, New Mexico.
Okay, and so because I mentioned that, this conversation is going to be aired on the Odyssey app. So share this this program with anybody you can think of. I'm even thinking beyond church training, church security training, or school teachers. I'm thinking store owners, retail. Look at all the crap that's been going on, and all you have to, I don't even watch the news, to be honest with you. All you have to do is turn the news on for 2 seconds, and you're like, okay, I need more training. And I've been familiar with firearms my whole life. It's way more than just owning and cleaning. So you've enlightened me more than anything. So for somebody that would want to, maybe whether they're would it be an individual, a civilian could call and say, I need training, or do they need to get a group of people together?
So there is private classes that are available, and it's a set price for a private class, for whether or not if it's one person or six people, because the requirement of the assets required to conduct a class are the same.
Resources are the same.
So it's a set price for a private class. Again, you can bring up to a group of six, and then there's a price point for adding additional people after that. If you're looking to become a member of the AMG, there is a three-phase background check affiliated with that, followed by a board interview process, followed by a peer review process, followed by all these other requirements for you to become an actual full-time member of the AMG. And that application process is in great detail outlined on the website. You can go to the website at asusa1.com and go to the training tab and look up AMG, and it'll tell you all that stuff. You just fill out a package and send that in. If you're not looking to dedicate that amount of time, there's no contracts or anything either.
So right.
The culture of that is very much, you want to be a part of this, be a part of this. If you don't, leave anytime.
Sure.
But if you don't want to be a part of something like that and join that team or that organization, then you can do a private class. If you're looking for a corporate or a store ownership, it's the pricing is the same for private classes as it is for corporate. It just bumps up based off the specialty of the niche request specific to whatever the scenario is or the training that they're looking to accomplish for that business organization.
And I would guess law enforcement, military, you have communication with all them, or if there's maybe a law enforcement group that has never heard of you and wants that type of training, they can go to your website and figure that part out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, the law enforcement and the military side is our primary clients, not so specifically special tactics units. We do some stuff with the regular PDs. We try to contribute to law enforcement training in general across the board,
just
the background of the guys and the specialties that they can get here, the way the cards have fallen, just the majority of the time it's your SWAT teams, your SRT teams, and things of that nature.
Dude, that's impressive. I mean, it's your everyday, but it's impressive to even hear you talk about it. And by the way, when I talk to a company, I always ask, do you have any need for other employees? So I went to your careers page, and you can go to pretty much any company and look up a careers page and go, could I do that? Dude, the qualifications that you have on just the two positions you're looking for, I'm like, what in the world? Is this coming out of a movie? What? It was impressive. So if you have an impressive resume in this world, you do have a couple of job openings that you're looking to fill.
Yeah.
So this is just a civilian boob here talking to you. Sorry, Keith. Well, thank you very much for explaining. The website is called what?
ASUSA1.com.
Perfect. Okay. Go to that for more information, to learn more about this for your church, for your business, for your school. If you're a politician, you want to learn more about it. Maybe you want to train yourself so we don't have to spend, hundreds of thousands of dollars on security that we're seeing our tax dollars paid. That's in jest. But Keith, CEO of this company, thank you. And Nancy, thanks for the connection and the donation to our Poker Bash. It's great talking to you guys.
Appreciate you.
Too,
thank you.
Stick around. We've got more of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors coming up next. Awesome. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Oh, this is why Carl Middleman makes all the big bucks
pew, pew.
As our executive producer. That's awesome. segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. If you are thinking about suppressing a firearm, please head straight to Razorback Armory in De Pere on Manchester Road. You can get their address. Heck, you could probably just punch in Razorback Armory on your map. It'll take you right to them. Start the suppressor process, and it's happening now in weeks instead of months like the government used to make you hold up till. So head to Razorback Armory, and you'll be so glad you did. Now, another big supporter of the Big Dogs Poker Bash, Kim, is, I got to tell you, Mike McClary has been, he's been a part of Second Amendment Radio for years, and he's always sent a box of really cool lighting, headlamps, lanterns, all this stuff. Intervine.com, that's Intervine.com, and the CEO is Mike McClary. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again, Bo and Kim.
I know you're hard to track down, but thank you again for the donation at this year's Poker Bash. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. I see on your website, which is really cool, spring storm season is here. Make sure your family is safe with powerful LED lighting. Is the technology changing much in your world?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, there's two things that we're really keeping an eye on in our world, and that's one, the lighting technology, which anyone who's used LED flashlights and lanterns compared to the old mag lights that you and I used to use, Bo, the technology
advanced.
Where, you're almost like carrying a baton around. But the technology now, they're a lot brighter. They also use less battery power as well. So it really has changed, only for the better. But I think the biggest change that we're seeing now in the world in general for technologies like this is battery advancements as well. You look at Tesla with electric batteries they use and everything, and you can debate about how environmentally friendly they are. But the fact of the matter is batteries are going to be around driving things for a long time. And I think that is the next big area we're going to see some truly incredible advancements over the next 18 to 24 months.
You know, I see headlamps on your website, and I think that's so cool. I actually don't have one myself, but I think about how people have been really good about emergency preparedness, right? Stocking up on food and just thinking of all the things that you might need, even if there's just a crazy storm and your power's knocked out for several days at a time. I can imagine those are popular for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ever since the storms, the terrible storms went through the, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, northern Texas last week, we can always tell when something like that happens, you know, and from a business owner, we love seeing the business, but we absolutely hate thinking about what happens during those storms, because the way some of those cities got hit, it's devastating. And, you know, there's lots of things you can do to be safe. Having a lantern, flashlight. So when you lose power and you're going to, you can find your way out. That's always a good thing. But we always recommend as well, have a plan. You know, it's everyone needs to know what to do when something happens, because when it happens, it's too late to do that. I think the number one thing people can do is have a plan what's going to happen. If you ever have an EF3, 4 tornado coming your way, what are you and your family going to do? Where are you going to go? How are you going to communicate afterwards? That's what we think is the most important thing that they can do. And then, of course, get a flashlight and a headlamp.
That's right. And it is frightening, because when the lights go out and you don't know where that flashlight is, I mean, you're basically paralyzed. And so anytime these storms roll through in the nighttime, that is the most frightening, because you can't see anything happening. It's a good reminder, because they are so inexpensive on your website, and the technology, like I said, is really good. And the flashlights are doing just more than just lighting up too. But I have to tell you that, looking at the protest in the news, Mike, this is crazy, mm-hmm. because they've got these encampments, these, you know, tents up and these, you know, display tents. They're all lit up. Are you getting any requests for deliver down to this college campus? Because that might be a marketing tool for you. Is it too soon?
You know, we're not, but we do have a lot of requests for people who maybe don't quite feel comfortable having a gun. They're not quite ready for it, to get a self-defense flashlight. You know, these flashlights nowadays, they're so powerful. We have one called the Sentinel. It's about 10 inches long. It feels like you're holding a baton again, but the beam can actually, you know, temporarily nauseate and disable people that may be coming after you. So having a really good flashlight in your home when you're outside in the car is a great feeling of protection. Doesn't have to be one of ours. Can be anyone. Yeah. Have something really big and powerful. You can shine right in their eyes, because everyone knows you've been blinded by the light before. And if you can do that you have time to get you and your family to safety whenever there's anything threatening by you.
Yeah, I would like having one of those in our house. I mean, in addition to a gun, just having multiple options if something like that happens, you can just grab, you know, grab whatever's closest to you. Each have one in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of people, a lot of older people. My father had one until he passed away. I always kept the flashlight and a lantern by his bed because he lived by himself and he wanted to feel a little bit safer. And it's one of those things, storms hit, someone knocks on the door at, you know, midnight. You need to have something to make you feel safe in those situations.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you real quick. You know, it's kind of like when you shut a light off by the switch in your home, there's still a minor draw coming from it. And there was nothing worse back in the day with the mag lights or anything else that when you grab a flashlight and the batteries were dead. Is that technology in your world changed where there's nothing drawn from the batteries when they're off?
Yeah, there's nothing that the flashlight is drawing from them, but all batteries have a little bit of a slow drain to them. Something kind of like naturally happens, whether it's the lithium inside of them, the alkaline inside of them, the crazy new technologies. They're going to have saltwater driving batteries at some point in the future. There's a teeny tiny drain, but like with a good lithium battery, it can stay fully charged or enough of a like about 2/3 away full almost an entire year. So you, as long as what we like to tell people, come fall, come spring, check your batteries, make sure they're charged up. If not, top them off like you top off your car. But these are the things that, you know, just once, twice a year is all you really need to do to make sure they got enough power.
Awesome. Mike McClary, CEO of Intervine. Is Intervine.com the best site to shop at, or can we get you at Amazon?
Yeah, anywhere's fine with us. Amazon or Intervine. We're also on Walmart. We're just about everywhere except physically in a store because I'm really lazy and I'd rather sell online.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Mike. And thanks for the support of the Big Dogs Poker Bash. That's awesome. Kim, thanks for joining me. And in place of Mark, you're the stunt double for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Everybody have a great Cinco de Mayo and a great rest of your weekend. See you, boys and girls.
Get more at 971talk.com.
That's awesome. Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Oh, this is why Carl Middleman makes all the big bucks
as
our executive producer. That's awesome. Segment is brought to you by Razorback Armory. If you are thinking about suppressing a firearm, please head straight to Razorback Armory in De Pere on Manchester Road. You can get their address. Heck, you could probably just punch in Razorback Armory on your map. It'll take you right to them. Start the suppressor process, and it's happening now in weeks instead of months like the government used to make you hold up till. So head to Razorback Armory, and you'll be so glad you did. Now, another big supporter of the Big Dogs Poker Bash, Kim, is, I got to tell you, Mike McClary has been a part of Second Amendment Radio for years, and he's always sent a box of really cool lighting, headlamps, lanterns, all this stuff. Intervine.com, that's Intervine.com, and the CEO is Mike McClary. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again, Bo and Kim.
I know you're hard to track down, but thank you again for the donation at this year's Poker Bash. I wanted to ask you a couple of things. I see on your website, which is really cool, spring storm season is here. Make sure your family is safe with powerful LED lighting. Is the technology changing much in your world?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, there's two things that we're really keeping an eye on in our world, and that's one, the lighting technology, which anyone who's used LED flashlights and lanterns compared to the old mag lights that you and I used to use, Bo, the technology
40 pounds.
You're almost like carrying a baton around, but the technology now, they're a lot brighter. They also use less battery power as well. So it really has changed, only for the better. But I think the biggest change that we're seeing now in the world in general, for technologies like this is battery advancements as well. You look at Tesla with electric batteries they use and everything, and you can debate about how environmentally friendly they are. But the fact of the matter is batteries are going to be around driving things for a long time. And I think that is the next big area we're going to see some truly incredible advancements over the next 18 to 24 months.
You know, I see headlamps on your website, and I think that's so cool. I actually don't have one myself, but I think about how people have been really good about emergency preparedness, right? Stocking up on food and just thinking of all the things that you might need, even if there's just a crazy storm and your power's knocked out for several days at a time. I can imagine those are popular for you guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ever since the storms, the terrible storms went through the, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, northern Texas last week, we can always tell when something like that happens, you know, and from a business owner, we love seeing the business, but we absolutely hate thinking about what happens during those storms, because the way some of those cities got hit, it's devastating. And, you know, there's lots of things you can do to be safe. You know, of course, you know, having a lantern, flashlight. So when you lose power and you're going to, you can find your way out. That's always a good thing. But we always recommend as well, have a plan. You know, it's, you know, everyone needs to know what to do when something happens, because when it happens, it's too late to do that. I think the number one thing people can do is have a plan what's going to happen. If you ever have an EF3, 4 tornado coming your way, what are you and your family going to do? Where are you going to go? How are you going to communicate afterwards? That's what we think is the most important thing that they can do. And then, of course, get a flashlight and a headlamp.
That's right. And it is frightening, because when the lights go out and you don't know where that flashlight is, I mean, you're basically paralyzed. And so anytime these storms roll through in the nighttime, that is the most frightening, because you can't see anything happening. And, you know, it's a good reminder, because they are so inexpensive on your website. And the technology, like I said, is really good. And the flashlights are doing just more than just lighting up too. But I have to tell you that looking at the protest in the news, Mike, this is crazy, mm-hmm. because they've got these encampments, these, you know, tents up and these, you know, display tents. They're all lit up. Are you getting any requests for deliver down to this college campus? Because that might be a marketing tool for you. Is it too soon?
You know, we're not, but we do have a lot of requests for people who maybe don't quite feel comfortable having a gun. They're not quite ready for it, to get a self-defense flashlight. You know, these flashlights nowadays, they're so powerful. We have one called the Sentinel. It's about 10 inches long. It feels like you're holding a baton again, but the beam can actually, you know, temporarily nauseate and disable people that may be coming after you. So having a really good flashlight in your home, when you're outside in the car, is a great feeling of protection. Doesn't have to be one of ours. Can be anyone. Yeah. Have something really big and powerful. You can shine right in their eyes, because everyone knows you've been blinded by the light before. And if you can do that, you have time to get you and your family to safety whenever there's anything threatening by you.
Yeah, I would like having one of those in our house. I mean, in addition to a gun, just having multiple options. If something like that happens, you can just grab whatever's closest to you. Each have one in your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of people, a lot of older people. My father had one until he passed away. I always kept the flashlight and a lantern by his bed, because he lived by himself and he wanted to feel a little bit safer. And it's one of those things, storms hit, someone knocks on the door at, you know, midnight. You need to have something to make you feel safe in those situations.
Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you real quick. You know, it's kind of like when you shut a light off by the switch in your home, there's still a minor draw coming from it. And there was nothing worse back in the day with the mag lights or anything else, that when you grab a flashlight and the batteries were dead. Is that technology in your world changed, where there's nothing drawn from the batteries when they're off?
Yeah, there's nothing that the flashlight is drawing from them, but all batteries have a little bit of a slow drain to them. Something kind of like naturally happens, whether it's the lithium inside of them, the alkaline inside of them, the crazy new technologies. They're going to have saltwater driving batteries at some point in the future. There's a teeny tiny drain, but like with a good lithium battery, it can stay fully charged, or enough of a like about 2/3 way full, almost an entire year. So you, as long as, what we like to tell people, come fall, come spring, check your batteries, make sure they're charged up. If not, top them off like you top off your car. But these are the things that, you know, just once, twice a year is all you really need to do to make sure they got enough power.
Awesome. Mike McClary, CEO of Intervine. Is Intervine.com the best site to shop at, or can we get you at Amazon?
Yeah, anywhere's fine with us. Amazon or Intervine. We're also on Walmart. We're just about everywhere except physically in a store, because I'm really lazy and I'd rather sell online.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Mike. And thanks for the support of the Big Dogs Poker Bash. That's awesome. Kim, thanks for joining me. And in place of Mark, you're the stunt double for Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Everybody have a great Cinco de Mayo and a great rest of your weekend. See you, boys and girls.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable?
Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.